This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
And we call in our good friend RJ Bell to help us through it. RJ, how you doing? Two wins in a row for you.
Just basking in a winning streak.
Why not? You should.
Hey, Michael, I've got a special little treat for you this week.
Okay.
I'm going to give a trifecta of picks.
Whoa!
One's going to be a side, one's going to be a total, and one is going to be a team total. So this is going to be a smorgasbord for those who like to do a little fancier or those that just like, you know, NFL sides.
So basically, when you were struggling, it was difficult to just get you an over on the first quarter. Now you're feeling it, and you're giving us a trifecta. I love it.
Love it.
Well, you know what it is? I don't want to say this. We could call it tough love. I think that'd be too generous to you guys. But it did motivate me, so I'm just rolling with it now.
Okay.
All right, let's go with the trifecta. What's the triple?
All right. So first is we'll start with the simple one, which is the NFL side. We like the Houston Texans. And this rationale is not about how bad the Bears' offense is, because we know that. It's the way that the futility of the offense is affecting the defense. If you look at this season, the Bears have, and this is expected points, is an analytics method we use, they have about the ninth best defense on the season. Pretty good. In the last four games, the Bears' defense is ranked 28th. So one of the best units in the league is just not playing near as well because we speculate that the offense's futility just got them exacerbated and they're just not putting the effort in. So to me, you got a Houston team that, you know, really quietly Watson is having one of the best years in the NFL, if not his best year. And because of that, we think we got a motivated Texans team and a questionable motivation with the Bears. So we'll go with Houston as our side best bet.
And what's your number that you have on that?
Houston's going to be minus one. I think it's fair to say.
Okay, I think we have
the minus half.
Okay,
even better. We'll lay a half instead of one anytime. Okay, our second game, and this is probably my best bet. So with our little one pick a week streak, let's make this the best bet. And it's a regular total. Is I love over in the Raiders game. Raiders, Colts, over 50.5. And here's the rationale. It's pretty simple. If you look at the season, the Colts are middling in both offense and defense. They're 15 in offense, and they're 14 in defense. But in the last month, 4 weeks again, the offense is fifth, the defense is 31st. The Colts really... defense has dropped off the earth, and the offense has gotten mighty good. And now you look at the Raiders, we know their defense stinks. We know their offense is pretty good. We know Carr's having a good year. But even better, their running back is possibly out, which you might think, oh, that's bad for the offense. No, that just means they're going to throw the ball more. So to me, pick of the week for the record, over 50.5 in the Raiders-Colts game.
All right, and your third one?
Third one's a little more niche, and we'll make it a little quicker, is I love under in the Eagles team total. So you can just bet how many points is the Eagles going to have. And the number is 18.5. And I believe this Hurts move is not only premature, not only out of futility. I think Peterson is offering up Hurts as a sacrificial lamb to the Saints defense, because Wentz has been playing horribly, as we all know, but the Saints probably right now have the best defense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have your guy that you're financially bound to for two more years, and that's not even a debate, and do you want him to have a confidence sapping, real, you know, bloodletting type game against the best defense? I think they're putting Hurts up pretty much saying, we're not going to score against them anyway. This second rounder can deal with it because he, and quite frankly, he's not an asset like Wentz is. So, I don't know the rationale. I just know that a rookie quarterback who's probably not prepared against the most sophisticated defense, with what the Saints do, there's no way they're going to score. Now, I could like the Saints, but I'm not a big Hill fan, and you know he's been doing well. But I'd rather isolate the handicap, which is Eagles will not score much under 18.5 points for the Eagles.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have the Giants at getting 1.5. What do you have it as?
That's about right. Sounds right.
Are you surprised by that?
Well, what you mean that they're getting a lot of respect?
No, that I don't think the Giants are getting. Like, the Cardinal team's lost 4 of their last 5. They're a Hail Mary away from losing 5 straight. You know, the Giants have played well. It's in New York. I'm just surprised the Giants are a dog.
Listen. I record a weekly podcast. We did it yesterday, and one of the big debates was I like the Giants a little bit. They were like my 5th pick, and then the other person who was a former bookmaker, he liked Arizona. His rationale was everyone's too excited about the Giants because of that Seattle upset, and I think it's fair to say otherwise there's nothing particularly impressive. It certainly was better than earlier in the year, and I think when you cover a spread – I don't care if you win or lose the game. You've exceeded expectations. And I don't care if you cover the spread if you win the game. So when they beat Cincinnati, they won. That was enough for me. I mean, obviously, they fell a little short of expectations. But that Seattle win, to me, was sweet. It's a sign of something. I mean, and especially Colt McCoy didn't play that well, and still you were able to win. His defense is playing great. But his position was, and I do like the Giants. I agree with you. His position was, well, if you look at it, Kyler Murray's been hurt. He hasn't run the ball, and his shoulder's supposed to be healthier now. And I'm saying, well, he only ran the ball 5 times last week, so when are we going to see this? So here would be my final answer. If I knew that Murray were 100%, I would probably lean Arizona. I see nothing that makes me think he's 100%, and thus I like the Giants. And I think a big chunk of the Cardinals' troubles have stemmed from Murray not being able to run the ball, which is vital to that offense.
All right, before we let you go, we have about 30 seconds. You have any feelings about tonight's game?
I think the following is you can't forget that the Patriots have the number of McVay. And if you think about it, the Super Bowl was a good example of that. And ever since, the Rams' offense has not been near as good because the other teams in the league have emulated that. And if you look at Miami, which is really New England South, they did very well against the Rams. So I think I don't know if the Patriots score a lot, but I think that the Patriots stopped the Rams. So I would probably like the under in this game.
Good stuff. Have a great weekend, RJ.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.